Blog Talk Radio.
I've changed the preset.
Hi everyone. Today we are having a very special guest. Mr. Eden will be our guest. Today because it's 2 p.m. West Coast time and 5 p.m. It's 2 o'clock West Coast time is5 o'clock. East Coast, like I said, and so we are having, like I said, with the Eden on, and he will be taking your questions, and he's been in so many good stuff, like Santa Barbara, Fountain Crest, RoboCop. And that's how I say RoboCop. So, yeah. Bobby, that's you, right?
Yeah, it's just me.
Okay, well, boys. Hello, boys. While we are waiting for Mr. Eden. Hello, boys.
Hello, hey, Bobby.
Yes, and I just want to say that Maggie is not with us today, and this I want to have people pray for Maggie. So I just want to say that. And David, did you give Wizard the show number?
No, not yet.
Okay, well, he's calling out. Okay, everyone, welcome to our special guest. I'm going to put you two on hold. Mr. Eden, you guys know him from Santa Barbara, Fountain Crest, RoboCop, The Lottery, Intervention. He's been in a lot of shows, people. So here is Mr. Eden. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, you've been in a lot of TV shows, number one. I love you on Santa Barbara. You did a very good job on Santa Barbara. You know, everyone misses Santa Barbara. How was that? Because, that was a very good soap. I loved it. How was that?
Oh, well, nice to meet you. Thanks for having me on. Santa Barbara was...
Oh, no problem.
Santa Barbara was wonderful. It was, the fact that it's has so many fans so many years later still amazes me. So I'm really pleased with it. It was a wonderful experience. We were a brand new show in that kind of way, I think, at the time. And I think I came on about 2 months after it premiered and worked with A. Martinez, Marcy Walker. Robin Wright turned out to be my half-sister. So when you think back and to all the great cast members and great actors and production and NBC Network,
When you mention A. Martinez, he's a really good friend to also. And we love him. And I always tell him, why don't we just have a Santa Barbara reunion? Oh, you guys should do like a Santa Barbara movie. Because I think the fans will fall in love with it. Because people thought Santa Barbara should have stayed on the air more than it did.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I mean, I'm certainly blame Fonz on that. I know, I have to move on from that, but I do blame him, people. but, you know, it was one of those shows that was really dynamic, really great. And, you know, I mean, it should have lasted more than it did. And, I mean, like I said, you were really, you know, good in that. And then you happened be on one of my favorite nighttime soaps, Fountain Crest. Now, I'm a Fountain Crest, and I love Dallas, too. Fountain Crest and Dallas was spin-off for people that don't know that. Fountain Crest was a spin-off of Dallas for people that didn't know that. So I'm educating my listeners. How was that?
I think I was just a guest spot on the show at the time, but from what I remember it was just, you know, again, it was more of a, you know, we call it primetime soap or nighttime soap at the time, so it wasn't too much of a stretch, but I really enjoyed it, and the studio was wonderful. The actors were really good to work with, and it was kind of a brand new idea, jumping from daytime to nighttime at the time, and it was a really popular show from what I remember.
Oh, it was. I mean, it really was. The only problem was, you know, you have the Fountain Crest Dallas time off. So it was really interesting back in the day because you did not have DVR or the VCR. So you almost had to pick one or the other, which I still don't think is fair. But yeah, but I mean, I remember you being on there, and when David got you on here, I'm like, oh, he was on Fountain Crest, and David didn't know that, so it's like I beat David at knowing something, so it made me happy, but I love you in RoboCop. I mean, I love RoboCop. So how was that?
Right.
How was that?
RoboCop was a whole different experience. that was about taking on a pretty iconic role that Peter Weller had created in the movies. I love the fans of RoboCop as much as I love the fans of Santa Barbara. It was a strange experience because it was television versus a feature film, so it was 22 episodes we had done in the bleak winter. We shot it in Toronto, Canada, and we were thinking it's going to go longer than that, but it was a pretty massive production. I mean, it was huge, and other than the fact that I wore Peter Weller's suit from his movie in Number 2, which was odd because it was kind of fit to him, it was another great experience. It was just really a tremendous amount of work and a different style of show at the time, but you know, I didn't think much about it afterwards. I thought, oh, the movies are better. This is kind of silly. Little did I know that all these films, and now a book on it, now they're doing documentaries on it, now they did two more RoboCops, or rather, I think they're doing another one. So it's really nice to see that. Yeah, it's nice to see that this continues on. And, you know, it's everything is for the fans, ultimately, because it doesn't matter how much you enjoy doing the role, that's part of it, enjoying the company or what you might earn at the time. It, you know, when you look back at years later, it's all about the fans. So I'm thrilled to have had two really great experiences like that, Santa Barbara and RoboCop. So yeah, it was a real real pleasure.
So yeah, I mean, you've done so many diverse things, and you were in the lottery And what was that all about? I mean,
You know, you're asking me to remember things I don't necessarily remember. But I just remember there was just a lot of television back then.
I have to do my research to be a very good interviewer. So
yeah, your research great. I mean,
I have to like go
remembering
way back,
stuff I for
so so you don't remember that much of that. Which is okay. I mean,
well, I remember it being a lot of fun. I remember the two leads, and for the love of me, I can't remember their names, but they were really a lot of fun guys. And I remember shooting, I think we shot that somewhere around the USC campus or something like that, because it was a really interesting place. And so Lottery was a lot of fun. And I think the television then was a, growing up through all of that, and did a lot of episodic television and stage later. I found that those TV shows were kind of they were kind of fun. I don't know how to describe them other than that, kind of whimsical and fun. Lottery and all these, it was a different time period, but they seem to keep playing on YouTube and all these places. So yeah, it lives on.
What I found really interesting about your work, and it's not that far back that you did Intervention in 2009. So was it Intervention movie, or was it the Intervention the TV show? Because like when I looked
at Intervention was a movie. Intervention was a movie that my wife Shannon and I wrote together. It was the first time we wrote something together and produced it completely. It's kind of a psychological horror film, and it was our first one out, and it was quite an experience, and we really, really enjoyed it, though it was, really hard work, as all those things are. None of them are easy. But that led into us writing even more, and eventually we ended up writing a television series called Montmartre, which is based on an area in France, kind of a northern part of Paris called Montmartre. And it's all, we wrote a television series about the painters of the time. That's a turn of a century kind of big drama. And so that series is now being considered by networks and studios. So we're really happy with that.
Well, when I was looking, I thought it was very interesting. So, you wrote it and produced it. So I thought that was like a really cool part of it. And I don't want to hog you for the whole time. I mean, I could be that selfish, but I won't be that selfish because Bobby and David will have my little neck and I don't want to die yet. And David got you on here, so I'm going to bring on David first.
Sure.
Hey, David.
Hi, Richard, how you doing?
Hey, how are you, David? Nice to meet you.
I'm doing good, thank you. Thank you for coming on. I can't see you along, but I love you in RoboCop. Okay. I still do love RoboCop. And I didn't know you were on Final for Fucking Chris. Watch that all the time. I was working on that. Fucking Chris.
Fucking Chris. Well, I was saying, I just had a guest spot at the time. I wasn't a series regular, but in fact, I was going to be coming back for one, I believe, and then I got another one of something else. Those were kind of days of jumping from one episode to another, but I love the television set, the network that we shot at, the characters. It was kind of interesting being a guest, literally a guest on a show versus a series regular like Santa Barbara and so on. So it was really wonderful. Yeah. It was a good soap opera, Falcon Crest.
I agree. I love it. Yeah, I agree. Well, thanks for answering my question, and thank you for coming on.
Oh, thank you.
David, are you done with your questions? Do I bring Bobby on?
Go ahead, bring Bobby on.
Okay. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Richard. Hey, Richard. Hey, Carly.
Hey,
oh,
Bobby.
Hi, Bobby. Hi, nice to meet you.
Hey, I read in Soap Digest the other day that there's going to be a Santa Barbara reunion cruise coming up to the Bahamas later this year. Is this true, number one? And number two, are you going to be part of that?
Yeah, it turns out it is true, and I guess they were trying to reach out to me last year through Facebook, and I guess I'm just not on Facebook that much, or I don't pay attention or something, but so they'll be doing another one. But yes, there's a Santa Barbara cruise happening this fall, and I think it's got all the main players or the, you know, that are coming aboard. I'm not sure, you'd have to take a look, but I think it's A. Martinez and Nick Coster, probably Kozak. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure who else is on that, but yeah, they're. I think it's the first ever, and I think it's fantastic. Yeah, I can't wait to keep my antenna up for the next one. You know,
right. I would have gone there, but I've already took my vacation for the summer, and I don't think I could come up with the money that quick for a cruise like that.
Yeah,
because it would be
I understand.
And I'm not sure with the schedule that Nancy have with General Hospital if she'll be able to attend the cruise, or with the schedule, or what Marcy is doing, if she'll be able to attend the cruise or her schedule and stuff like that, and some of the other stars that came from the show, but you was on Falcon Crest for a while, and I'm not a guest star. Were you on there at the time that Christian Alfonso of Days of Our Lives was on there at the time?
I believe so, yes.
Right. So I know you, I don't know if you worked with Melissa Reed, another Days star, at the time that she was on Santa Barbara, or was she just on Days when she came when you came over there?
Came over to where?
Santa Barbara.
Melissa?
Missy Brennan, I think her name was, before she became Reed.
Yeah, I think so. Like I said, you're you know, kind of, I'd have to jog the memory there. I'm kind of picture her face. There were probably, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 people on that set on any given day, 5 days a week. So, yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right, because I don't know if you worked with her on Santa Barbara or was she already on Days at the time you came over there.
You know, you probably would know better than me. I remember working with her. Whether she could have switched to Days, you know, pretty much after that. You know, my
mm-hmm.
storylines were pretty tight with Brick and Amy, Carrie Sherman, Nick Coster.
Right.
You know, the Capwells, the Lockridges. So I kind of circled in that group on
right.
a day-to-day basis.
Right, because I know that Nancy was on there for a while, and then once the show ended, she went over to General Hospital to play.
Nancy was amazing, and she's made an incredible career out of being a soap. In fact, I saw her on TV the other day, and I thought, my God, she doesn't look like she's aged a minute. Great.
Every time on her social media page, when she's not talking about politics, I tend to look at some pictures of how she has grown and how her daughter has grown over the years. And,
right.
And I'm just impressed with what she has done over on GH. Even though I didn't catch her on Santa Barbara because at the time I was in school and I didn't have
sure.
the luxury of recording the show because I didn't have a VCR at the time. And I didn't. Get
I know. What is that?
Until,
huh?
until probably about 1990 or so. And then that's when I started recording mainly just movies and stuff off of TV and not thinking about recording soaps because I wasn't into the soaps that much until after SoapNet came out. But,
well, you know, I'll tell you a couple of funny things because you guys are bringing up some fun memories. Todd and I think it was at the end of 87, were the first two Santa Barbara regulars to be invited to France through a magazine called Ciné Revue. They were bringing us to France to, and everybody else was busy on their schedules. And so him and I went over and we were blown away. We flew into Belgium and there were just tons of fans, but then we got to Paris and it was absolute pandemonium, just fans
right.
everywhere. I mean, it was just crazy. And, In fact, I remember one of the reporters saying, you know, I just interviewed Meryl Streep, and there's more fans over here, so we jumped over here. And I said, wow. Meryl Streep? Really? Where is she? I want to meet her. But the incredible thing about it, the impact of Santa Barbara Time, was that because, you know, you weren't recording the shows and stuff, especially in a lot of these countries like France and Belgium and Croatia and all that, they would literally just jump home to watch the show.
Right.
And they had never seen a soap opera before, so they didn't know how it ended. So they had to keep watching. So I thought that was, yeah. So they kept asking me on these television, radio shows and TV shows, they said, well, how does it end? And I said, I'm not sure what you mean. Well, how does it end? I go, well, it doesn't end. And they were very confused.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, because they had never seen a soap opera before. So Santa Barbara really broke a lot of ground. And, of course, I'm sure later on, A. Martinez was over there and everybody. And, you know, it all kind of opened up the floodgates to what we see now is international television and binging and, you know, how these things grew. But, yeah, back then it was very innovative. Yeah.
Right, because there have been a lot of soap stars in the U.S. that went to South Africa, Australia, and throughout Europe in the past. They either do shows there or be involved in interviews. And I think some of the soap stars are right now in Monte Carlo. They're just doing just something like that right now. Because I went on a couple of social media pages and saw some of the soap stars that are on some of these soaps now. In Europe or just gotten back from Europe and sharing their pictures on Instagram. So it was interesting.
Great.
But you've been a great guest, and I'll let you get back to Carly, and I'll try to keep this short, Carly, because I'm about to get something to eat for dinner.
Oh, well.
You go ahead and eat something for dinner. Very nice to meet you.
Oh, yeah, Bobby, I don't want you to starve. Well, let me think about it. Do I want Bobby to starve? Let me think. You know, Bobby, that's a really hard question today, but go eat dinner, Bobby.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry I have to cut the show short because of that, but I wish I could talk more. But I'll definitely talk more on Friday if there is a show Friday and stuff like that, which I think it will be, assuming that there's not a last-minute change at the last minute. So hopefully, Carly, you, David, and maybe Maggie can keep me up to date with the show. Tell me if there's going to be a show, if Maggie's feeling up to it. And my thoughts and prayers are with her. And once again, it was great to talk to you again, Ron. Hello?
Well,
you speaking to me?
I'm sorry.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
You have a good day, Ron, and I'll talk to you on Friday, Carly.
It's Richard.
All right.
Here, put that on the podcast. You got my name wrong.
Bye, Bobby. I'm going to bring on David for a minute. David, ask him another question really quick.
I'm fine. I think I go, so... Thank you for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. Have me again. I'd love to tell more stories, and if fans ever want to call in, let me know and have me on the show again. Okay.
So, David, did you get your question out?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Well, Wizard, whenever you have a new project coming up, we would love to have you back. And we think you should be back in daytime.
There you go.
You know, if you want us to help you to get a job on General Hospital. Days of My Life or one of those. This ass and Bobby and David and I and Maggie will give you back on game time if you want.
Oh, that's very sweet of you. Yeah, I'd like to go on General Hospital. Certainly.
Hi, David.
Nancy again.
Yeah.
Sure, I'd love it. I'd love it. Yeah, that would be wonderful. I haven't thought about that, but there you go.
Perfect.
Well, thank you very
much
for having me, and I really appreciate you guys taking all the time and rescheduling and stuff. It's been pretty hectic, but you guys are very sweet and lovely, and thank you very much for thinking of me.
Oh, yeah, and we hope you can come back again and have a great day.
Okay, you too, guys. All the best. See you later, Santa Barbara
okay,
fans and World Cups. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, well, that went well. that one will, thank God. So our next show will be on Friday night. Are we having one, David?
Yeah. I'm not sure if I'll make
it.
Okay. But I'll let you know. I'm not sure if I'll make it, but I'll let you know.
Well, and then also next Wednesday we will have Stephanie Gasse from Misguided, Guiding Light,
My
Children, Misguided. She will be on here. And
when?
Then maybe Tuesday or Friday, my TV husband, Zayedi Peck, will be on here next week.
Yeah, we love Jay. Yeah.
Yes. So have a great day, everyone. And have fun, everyone. And we will be back Friday night at 6. Why, David?
Okay, I'll let you know if I'll be part of it. I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
Okay, bye, guys. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.